If you've been keeping up with news from Hollywood, you know that Prince, formerly known as the artist formerly known as Prince, wants to be called Prince once again. Prince, for non-fans, is a musician who created quite a following with such hits as Purple Rain and When Doves Cry, and, well, those are the only two that come to mind. Prince held a news conference a few years back to announce that he would no longer be known as Prince, but as a letterless symbol. When presumably broadcast news reporters, ever concerned with pronunciation issues, asked what word they should now use to name him, he asked that he be called the artist formerly known as Prince. Last week, he held another news conference to announce that he would now officially return to the Prince name. There are legal issues here, of course. You would think it takes more than a news conference, for example, before the average Joe can become the average Jack, that Joe has a lot of paperwork ahead of him. But here's an interesting tidbit. If you don't really care what the state calls you, in other words, if all you care about is what your friends call you, not Uncle Sam, you can call yourself whatever you want to in many states. The legal notion is this. A person is free to adopt and use any name that he or she sees fit, and that person can use that name even if there's a law on the books regarding name changes and the filling out of forms. Forms like Florida Family Law Form 12.982, Request for Name Change. In Florida, if you want to put your new name on the books, you must fill out a form and go before a judge to ask that the judge legally change your name. On the form, you list your addresses since birth, your jobs, your education, your bankruptcy status, etc., etc. Finally, you swear that you have no illegal or fraudulent reason for the name change, and that should a judge agree to rename you, the renaming will not violate the property rights of others, whatever those may be. Once a person fills out a form, a judge is likely to grant the name change request because of our rich history of being able to call ourselves whatever we would like to be called, as long as we're not trying to pull a fast one. As one court put it, application under a statute should be encouraged and generally granted. There are some exceptions, mind you. Please, no names that are bizarre, unduly lengthy, ridiculous, or offensive to good taste. For example, Michael Herbert Dengler could not change his name to the numbers 1069, no matter how strongly those numbers represented his philosophy of life. Inmate Bruce Brast could not change his name to one containing five separate names. This whim, as the court called it, would be inconvenient on forms and against public policy. But Morris Edward Reed could legally change his name to Sunshine to express his cheerful outlook on life, or so held a Missouri court a while back. So you won't be surprised to learn that the law books are filled with cases where appellate courts grant name changes over the objections of trial-level courts. The Rusconis could become the Bryans over the objections of the extended Rusconi family. A lesbian could take her partner's last name even though they couldn't legally wed. Various prisoners can change their names to whatever they want for religious and secular reasons. Even Stanley Harvey Davis, who claimed he wanted his name changed for religious reasons and then changed it to Anthony James DeVito. Application granted. So had Prince taken to the courts with all his authority, his fame, his persuasive argument that he wanted to change his name to free himself from all undesirable relationships, it's a little unclear whether his request to change his name to a symbol would have been granted. And we'll probably never know. He's promised never to change his name again. I am Amy Guida.